Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz and I'm doing another solo show. So some of you have heard me talk about a new project that I'm working on, a new book actually that I'm working on. The title is The Self-Reliant Entrepreneur, 366 Meditations to Feed Your Soul and Grow Your Business. Depending upon when you're listening to this, the book will be out in October of 2019, but I wanted to give you a little taste. You're going to hear me talking about it from time to time because it's a decidedly different book for me, but it's one I felt I really needed to write. Owning a business, being an entrepreneur has taught me so much about myself and really shaped who I am. This book is meant to inspire, perhaps more than anything else. The title, The Self-Reliant Entrepreneur, comes from a work that many entrepreneurs are familiar with, and that's the essay by Ralph Waldo Emerson, Self-Reliance. What I've done is I'm taking one of the readings and starting every single entry, every day, 366, with a reading from that time period that Self-Reliance was written, because it's amazing that the literature of that time period, I think, has so much to offer us as entrepreneurs today. Folks like Ralph Waldo Emerson, as I mentioned, Henry David Thoreau, Frederick Douglass, Emily Dickinson, Louisa May Alcott, Oliver Wendell Holmes, Walt Whitman, Margaret Fuller, Edgar Allan Poe, Nathaniel Hawthorne, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Mark Twain, and a whole bunch of others that you were probably asked to read in high school and maybe didn't get around to. I'm going to take snippets from some of their best works and I'm going to apply them to entrepreneurs. So each of these sources really came from a period of American history, the 1800s to about the 1860s, which for a lot of people was really kind of the first sort of truly spirited counterculture in America. So the format of the book, a daily entry every day, kind of gives you the ability to reflect on that tailored, timeless guidance without investing too much time. And then you can study a little deeper with my thoughts that I've come to apply really with my almost three decades of being an entrepreneur. And obviously, this would be a great book to give as a gift as well. So each day, you'll start with that reading from an author, be followed up by a reflection. And then I end each day with a challenge question. So I'm going to try to pose a question that challenges you that day to think and reflect on not just the reading, but on your own business. So the reason I love this work, and by the way, many people termed this period the Transcendentalist, or a lot of these writers, the Transcendentalists. But the reason I like this body of work is because in many ways they pose some questions or some thoughts that were quite radical at the time, that holding and sticking to your own beliefs was more important than following the well-worn track of others. Sounds like an entrepreneur, right? That producing value rather than acquiring possessions is a far more greater useful contribution to the world. That the essence of success is gained through individual experience and self-examination more than by following a prescribed doctrine. That observing nature provides the most perfect example for how to live. That inner peace is a goal worth diligent pursuit. That the present moment awareness is the secret to lasting joy. And that the essence of life is to explore how all things are connected. So in a way, there is a spiritual bent to this book. But I think that entrepreneurs in many cases have that longing for, you know, how to become self-reliant, how to become self-dependent. And I think that knowing yourself, knowing that there's a connection between mind, body, and spirit is a great deal of what goes into being an entrepreneur. So once an entrepreneur finds their unique self-reliant point of view, they can find freedom, I think, in every decision they make. And I think this is true for everyone. What's healthy for the self-reliant entrepreneur is equally useful for any man or woman wishing to gain a measure of self-reliance. In some ways, this idea of self-reliance for some people is maybe thought of as an act of or appeal for recklessness. And I think it's a form of thought that's perhaps less an act of self-confidence and is one of self-trust. And I think that difference is ultimately extremely practical. I thought I'd end today by reading a sample entry from the book, so you get a sense of maybe how this is going to play out. So this is March 13th. The title is Duty Bound. This is a reading from Ralph Waldo Emerson's Self-Reliance. What I must do is all that concerns me, not what the people think. This rule, equally arduous in actual and intellectual life, may serve for the whole distinction between greatness and meanness. It is the harder because you will always find those who think they know what is your duty better than you know it. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Self-Reliance. That's from 1841. Duty is a word often used to entrap people into doing the work that others think should be done. As a self-reliant entrepreneur, your only duty is to do what you must do. A phrase like this one attributed to Robert E. Lee, "Do your duty. You cannot do more. You should never wish to do less," can be applied as metaphorical shackles to keep people from striving for something that only they understand. You can and should do your duty. That's not a bad word. But you get to define what your duty is. Serving others through your entrepreneurial vision may be your duty, but so too may your greatness reside in tending to your own personal growth and health. Raising two kids and paying a mortgage is a huge obligation and loving duty, but it may not be the complete duty. What you are committed to do can make room for what else you must do. So here's your challenge question today. What sense of duty is keeping you from chasing what you know you must do? Okay, there you have it. That was a little taste of the self-reliant entrepreneur. Please send me your thoughts, your feedback, any questions you might have, suggestions you might have. This book, as I said, will be out in October of 2019, and I'm going to be sharing a lot more information about it. But I'd love to invite you to come on this journey. Share your favorite authors. Talk to me about the message or messages that you've learned in your entrepreneurial journey. We're going to build a community, the Self-Reliant Entrepreneur. And so stay tuned. We're going to invite you to that